racing Saturday at Canterbury. We're going to have a look at the quaddie legs now, and Paul Joyce joins us. Paul, how are you?
Very well, Sean. Working hard at this time of year, and hopefully we'll find the quaddie at Canterbury on Saturday. It's a good track. The rail's in the true position, but as we saw last Saturday, these very open races with big fields, hopefully we get through it, because if we do, it'll be a big dividend.
I suppose the weather, the way we've had it, we would expect a good firm track there. There wouldn't be any issue at all, would there?
It's no rain forecast, Sean, so unless we happen to get a storm the night before or something like that, you know, the track may be affected, but even with a hot day predicted Saturday, it'll dry up pretty quickly. So these are all done for a good track.
Is there any real pattern at Canterbury to follow for leaders or not?
No, not really. Not with the rail true and such big fields. In fact, I think you'll find off-pace runners may have an edge, which is a bit unusual for Canterbury, but we just don't get these big-sized fields with the pressure that we've got on Saturday. So most of my tips sort of just settle off-pace. I think the first leg we've got an all-the-way leader, but that's the only field with a small size.
All right, we're looking at 6, 7, 8 and 9 there. Grab your pens, everyone. Get your bit of paper, because here come all the winners. Paul, away we go.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Sean. Well, the first leg is the leg I'm taking a bit of a risk in. I've only got three runners, and they are 5, 4 and 8. I've got number 5 on top, All Cerise. Now, there's a big odds on offer, tab.com.au. Jump on. We're looking at around about $21 at the moment. This is a Chris Waller-trained mare. She's second up off a spell, and she was only beaten four lengths first up behind High Midnight and Reincarnate. She's since had a trial. She trialled really well behind Red Excitement and Strawberry Boy, two open-class gallopers. And then I'll go back to her stats. She's had 8 starts at this trip for 4 wins and 3 placings. She's been to Canterbury 3 times for 2 wins and a placing, and she has won over this track and distance. The speed map has her bouncing to the front, controlling the tempo, and I think at the big odds, she's one of my best value plays of the day. Danger number 4, Loyalty Man, up from Victoria. Maps beautifully here off barrier 3, should box seat, has a good winning strike rate, only lightly raced. So even though I generally like to take on the Victorian, I think this bloke Loyalty Man deserves a mention. And the best of the rest here, I thought number 8, Redoubtable Heart. If a short-priced horse is going to win this race, he looks the one. He's the stablemate of my top pick. He won at Rose Hill 2 starts ago in a benchmark 85, beating Sir Plush. And then last start, just struck that heavy track behind Moher and More Than Fabulous. That's still good form for a race like this. So I put Redoubtable Heart in as my saver. So we'll start off with 5, 4 and 8. Only the 3 runners in the first leg of the quaddie. The second leg, race 7, is the Canterbury Classic. It's a listed race. We've got a big field, plenty of speed in the race. I'm going with 4 runners here, 6, 5, 4 and 2. My top pick is number 6, Flippant. Now, she's drawn out near the car park there at Canterbury, but we've got Blake Shin aboard. As I said, I've got a stack of pace and pressure up front. So I'm hoping Blake Shin can just let them go, drop in behind them somewhere, maybe get onto the back of something and then produce her turning for home. This mare is coming off a 2.5-length win at Flemington down the straight during Cup Week. She absolutely annihilated her rivals there. She's since had a bit of a freshen up. She's had a quiet trial. All up, she's had the 11 starts now for 5 wins and a placing, and her best form has been on top of the ground. All 5 wins have come on good tracks. I just think she's the one with upside. She's beautifully weighted. It's just that barrier. If we get a bit of luck in the run, though, the $6 on offer will be looking very juicy. Danger number 5, Boss Lane. Big odds, around $21. He's 2 from 2 at the track. He's 2 from 2 at the track and distance. Lovely barrier. Trialled well at Randwick coming into this behind Global Glamour. And he's the over-the-odds horse. Loves a good track, gets those conditions. Make sure you throw him in. The 4, Strawberry Boy, always runs well first up. Liked his 2 trials. Another one that's drawn to just tuck in behind this hot speed. Best of the rest. I thought number 2, Big Money. Another one at big, big odds. Loves a good track. Was only nosed out in the Ramorny 3 starts ago. And he's first up running the George Moore up at Eagle Farm. I thought there was enough merit in that to suggest that Big Money could definitely get involved here. So we've got 6, 5, 4 and 2 in the Canterbury Classic. And if we get the winner there, we'll be looking good because there's plenty of value among those 4 tips. Off to the third, Sean, at the tab.com.au handicap at benchmark 78. This is for the 3-year-olds and up, Colt, Geldings and Entires. Gone wide here. Good pace, good pressure, big field. I've gone 15, 3, 13, 6 and 10. So that's 15, 3, 13, 6 and 10. I'll whiz through them. 15, Mediterranean. Look, he's been gelded during his spell. Obviously, we saw a lot of this horse last prep. He ran second in the Rosebud behind Tronham, was fifth behind Astern and Star Turn and Impending in the run to the Rose, ran eighth in the Golden Rose, and then finished down the track in the Stamp Box. trial winner leading into this, bolted in a trial, came from off speed and only carries the 53 kilos for Stephen Baxter. He's the favourite, but he's a decent enough price to have a go at, and I've got him clearly on top. To beat the three, Disgraceful, solid first up performer, liked his trial, tricky gate, but if he gets a bit of cover, he'll be charging at them late. The 13, Nicolance, 2 from 2 on good tracks for Team Snowden before going down to Flemington, had no luck there from a wide gate and has since had 56 days off, so he will improve sharply off that. He's definitely right in the mix here, the 13. Number 6, Petrosian. He's flying at the moment. He's won 2 of his last 3. They've been at Musselbrook and Scone, but in between he came to Rose Hill for its 78 benchmark, which is what he's in on Saturday. And he was only beaten 1.5 lengths behind Isa Ridge when he found all sorts of trouble along the rail. So from barrier one here, if he happened to get the split, he'd be one at massive odds that would really boost our quaddy dividend. Best of the rest here, I thought the 10 Deploy has to go in. 8 starts in the Quinella on 6 occasions and did win well first up at Canterbury. So we've got 15, 3, 13, 6 and 10. I've cast a wide net there, Sean, but we could catch a big fish. And let's head into the last. It's a benchmark 78 for the fillies and mares. 1,200 metres. I've gone 4, 13, 6 and 10. Number 4, Secret Trail on top. She's flying this prep. She's got great form at Canterbury. She'll relish the fast tempo and she's been freshened up since a very good second behind Upscale, where she clocked some of the fastest sectionals of the day. So we'll put her on top of the 13, Rayman, to the favourite, a lightly raced filly from O'Shea Stable, perfect barrier, Blake Shin on, impressive winner first up. She's a deserved favourite. The 6, In Her Time. She's been to Canterbury twice for 2 wins, including first up where she sat wide throughout. She's got a lovely draw on Saturday, so she should get some cover, and she's a definite winning chance. And the other one for our quaddy will be cheering at home, number 10, Shahrazad. Loves Canterbury, great first up stats, trialled well, and has barrier one for James Cummings and Glenn Schofield. So it's 4, 13, 6 and 10 in the lucky last. Now, Sean, that'll cost us $24 for 10% of the dividend. Obviously, if you want to play it a bit smaller, $12 will get you 5%. And as I said from the start, open races, big fields. If we can get through to that last leg, there'll be a lot of cheering going on. Or you could take the soft option and cash out, but I won't be doing that, Sean. Thanks a lot for coming and joining me this morning, and I'll look forward to talking to you again next week.